We got to get Mike Brennan in here with MI Tech News to talk about some of the headlines. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, always a pleasure, you guys. You know, fun, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, certainly. By the way, Mike, Mike is the editor of MI Tech News. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have some very special stuff sticking around, Mike. In our first segment, we're going to be talking about a recent event where you and Gary and one of the guests in the studio were with the folks at IT and the D, and you got a new deal going with them. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's talk about some of the headlines that you've got at MI Tech News. Ann Arbor has been chosen as a global trade best city.
Yeah, mostly because they offer some really, well, it's because of the U of M, obviously, and because the U of M offers some great degrees. One of them is a Master's of Supply Chain Management degree, and then U of M has a very good engineering school. And so the editors of Global Trade Magazine noted that and said that and the fact that very low unemployment and all that jazz makes Ann Arbor a great place to do global trade.
I was thinking maybe they were talking about exports, and we export students really well, unfortunately.
Yeah, pretty
in
much.
Yeah. Hey, one of the things I also saw here was that U of M has created Giving Blue Day. Is that new?
This is the first annual. Time they've done it. Whether they do it again remains to be seen. But it ties in with a global giving day. I've never heard of it before prior to this. On December 2nd, they're going to be doing this. It's a Tuesday, not to be confused with Cyber Monday. But the blue giving, obviously, is they want you to donate to various aspects of the University of Michigan, you know, schools or staff or whatever that you want to donate to. So it's part of their giving campaign. But they tie it in with a global giving campaign. I think it's a bit of a reach there, but what the heck, right?
You know? Well, and I think, you know, what they're trying to do, a lot of the nonprofits are trying to say Tuesday's, you know, giving day, and U of M's going, well, you can give to us, too. You know, we're in the middle of a big capital campaign. We've only had a few $100 million gifts this year. So,
Mike, you've got some new partners, I see. Mishapreneur.com, IT and the D are going to be joining you at mitechnews.com.
We're joining us, actually.
Yep, that's right.
They're going to be partnering with us on the e-newsletter, and then we're going to be working together on podcasts and all sorts of things.
Well, folks, we're going to tell you more about that, but very simply, go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and you can subscribe to MI Tech News. Lots of headlines about technology in our fair state of Michigan. All for free. Hello there again, Foster Brown here, and the Internet Advisor on the air for you. By the way, coming up, we're going to be talking about an app for your phone that will give you your very own snowplow service and lawn service as well. That's all coming up in just a little bit here on the Internet Advisor. With me on the show here right now is Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And also with us, Mr. Gary Baker, Ed Rudell, Cal Carson, and joining us in studio is Ryan Walther. Ryan, good to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan, you are with Flagstar Bank, and your job there is kind of a sheriff, aren't you?
Kind of, yeah. I guess I'd consider myself the risk nerd of the group. So
He's our IT risk officer.
He's on the straight and narrow is what he does.
He has no chance of doing that. He just tries.
Well, by the way, Mike, to do justice to MI Tech News, which you're the editor of, that, by the way, is a collection of technology stories and news stories from around the state. But it's more than just the news, which you get free on Friday, a whole bunch of headlines. You also get some audio resources in there, which would include our program, the MI Tech News that you hear on our station, and also IT and the D, which is a podcast that you folks visited this last week. And I should mention, you can get this all free for nothing by going to internetadvisor.net and then going down to the subscribe now button under right next to Mike's smiling face there.